So you have joined OpenStreetMap, and you think, how can you help the project? Like, you can map, and you can write software or teach OpenStreetMap, but there is one thing that's not very obvious but also very important, and that's writing. And by that, I don't mean writing documentation. I'm Ilya Zverev, and for 9 years, I have been writing the Russian OpenStreetMap news blog. Shtosen. Looks like this. It's in Russian, it's Google translated. So when I started, it was very fun knowing about OpenStreetMap, going in depth, and it was very active, like 50 entries a month. I was writing about everything from, I don't know, new features in editors, to website, to translation of blog entries by other people. And writing the blog is interesting in that it is different from, in that it is different from a simple news feed like we got on Twitter or Weekly OSM. Here we get just a description and a link. And with the blog, you really have a chance to go in depth, to research stuff, to know about each piece of the news as much as you could, to get give context. Context is very important, because context gives you the deeper understanding of the project. It makes each entry feel not just some random stuff, but it makes it a piece of a puzzle that fits into a global picture of OpenStreetMap. So your understanding deepens. And it also helps other, like, new people to OpenStreetMap understand the project better, because they don't know the context and you give it to them. And since our memory is associative, then it helps you remember stuff. Like, I have written more than 1,000 entries to Strossum, and I remember a lot. Like, I sometimes think that I forgot about OpenStreetMap more than most people here ever knew. And finally, context helps us choose what news are most important. Without it, we think that bigger names equal bigger news. And that is almost never the case. Like, we, right now on Weekly, we spot news that related to S3, Microsoft, Jossman ID, what, 3Wars even, while we should be looking at smaller news, like projects made with Overpass, like some new developments and research. Writing blog can be, so yeah, just try writing something and researching something, it becomes fun very quick. Writing becomes tiring, especially after a time. So there are other options. Like, for 2.5 years, we have made a Russian OpenStreetMap podcast. We connected on Mumble with some other mappers from Russian OSM community, and just discussed recent news, invited guests to interview from GIS field. It was very fun and not tiring, because you just talk for an hour and then spend an hour on cleaning up and publishing the record. It's really simple. But there are drawbacks to that, obviously, because not everyone has the time to listen to all of that. And podcasts are not really translatable. If you don't know Russian, you cannot listen to these entries. Recently, I've been doing Telegram channel. It's a social network, text-oriented, so unlike Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or others, everyone reads what I write. So, in Telegram channel, it provokes you to write on a train, on a bus, every time you read something or you thought of something. And with that, I write about stuff tangent to OpenStreetMap, like diversity, like self-driving cars, but in relation to OpenStreetMap. So it gives our project a context how it feels in the outside world. Just a minute. Okay, so as a result, I think the Russian community is most informed, thanks to the blog. And going in depth into OpenStreetMap has allowed me to leave my dull government job to pursue a career in OpenStreetMap. So try it and you may benefit the same. Thank you.
Thanks, Ilya. All right. I'm just trying to make sure that we get to coffee break on time. So Beata, you're next. All right. So if you have questions for Ilya, where can they find you today?
Around, I don't know.
Around, he's tall, he's easy to find in an audience. All right, thanks, Ilya. Thanks for letting me interview you, too. How you doing? Here you go.
Okay, so my name is Bea, and I'm from Tel Aviv, Europe, and today I will talk you about how to enhance OSM with missing roads. So OSM is an awesome map and has the majority of the roads mapped. More than 64 million kilometer roads are already present in OSM, but there are still places around the globe where roads are missing from the map. You can see there a map where possible roads are missing from the map. Starting with this idea on how to improve OSM with missing roads and using huge amount of probe data, we have automatically detected areas where OSM needs to be updated with roads, paths, and parking places. ImproveSM is a powerful suite of tools that identifies and highlights location in OSM where roads, one-ways, and turn restrictions are probably missing from the map. The detections are available in JSON via the ImproveSM tool and also in the main ID editor. If you are interested of using our road detection data, you can download it in CSV format from missingroads.scobler.nap/dumps. So the Missing Road project identified more than 2.6 million locations where roads, paths, parking places, and the whole neighborhoods are missing from OSM. Here you can see an integration with the JOSM tool and also with the ID tool. And now I will show you a short demo regarding the ImproveSM JOSM tool. So the ImproveSM plugin can be downloaded from JOSM store. In order to see missing roads, you need to enable the missing roads layer. Data can be filtered based on status and also type. At high zoom level, you see clusters, and as you zoom in, starting with zoom level 14, you can see actual tiles that contains GPS probes indicating the roads that are missing from JOSM. In order to map the roads, you need to download the map road data, and then by using one of the available imagery layers to draw the shape of the road. After you finished drawing the shape of the road, you need to add the appropriate highway tag with an appropriate value. If you are not sure what value to choose for the highway tag, we suggest to check out the neighborhood roads and use one of a similar road classification for the road. After you finish adding the road, you should also close the tiles based on which you edited the roads, and this can be done from the ImproveSM missing roads panel. I think this is all for the demo. And we will have also tomorrow a missing roads workshop. If you are interested in helping adding those missing locations to the map. The workshop will be in Mathematicum C room starting on 2 p.m. And I think this is all for my side.
Wow, tight, tight presentation. All right. So who's staying for tomorrow for routing day? Who's staying for tomorrow? People, all right? You're gonna drill her with questions?
Okay, and if you have extra questions, you can find me at the Tel Aviv booth outside.
Super. It's okay, we're gonna have a seat. Saeed? I'm gonna swap out, okay? Still looking for Separata? Our fourth person? Fifth person? Anybody find him? No? Does anybody know him? Can you help me find him? I want to honor him, but I also want to honor your coffee break. Are you all set?
Oh, hello. German keyboard.
Yeah, I know. German keyboard. When I moved to Switzerland, it was the Swiss keyboard. So much fun.
How can I be slash?
Does anybody do German keyboard? Huh? You want to come help him with German keyboard?
Maybe slash.
Shift. Sorry. Not a QWERTY keyboard. Let me try that. So not the nationality, just the style. Got it. Got it. Friends make friends.
Not what's labeled here.
I think it's changed.
Oh, it's the English keyboard.
Nice. The setting did not match the labeling. That never happens. Should we make him sing for tech support? Gonna cause trouble. All right. Fortunately, somebody didn't show up for his lightning talk, so I'm gonna be kind to Alina and to Saeed in terms of timings. Sorry, Ilya.
Hello, everyone. I'm Saeed from MapRe. Today, I will talk about how verifying machine-generated data for better maps works for MapRe. So we are using human to verify and help MapRe algorithm to improve data accuracy. And this is how MapRe it works. Probably you are familiar with the MapRe. So contributor networks collect imageries, then collected imageries are used to build 3D model of the cities, and after traffic signs recognition and object recognition produce map feature, and we are extracting map data from street level imagery. So MapRe is a collaborative street-level imagery platform where you can extract map data powered by machine learning and computer vision. And this is how human in the loop works for MapRe. So we are collecting street-level imageries, and those street-level imageries are tagged by a community and annotate the objects, and this train our algorithm and help us to detect objects. And after we detect the objects, we are asking to human to verify if those objects are detected perfectly. And then we are getting this feedback from community and then train our AI again. And then this improves our data accuracy. And this is our verification tool, which helps us to remove false positives and false negatives. As you can see, it's a very user-friendly tool, and you can just see the detected object, and if it is detected correctly, you can just thumbs up, and if it is not detected correctly, you just thumbs down. So this helps us to train our algorithm better. And as you can see, did we detect it correctly? So this is a verification example for manhole. And as you see, like, there is a circle on the dashboard of the car, which is detected as a manhole. So we can ask the human to verify if the objects are detected correctly. And it's gamification tool. We have a leaderboard, and you can see all the, your verification on the leaderboard. Okay, so this is one example for verification project which we have done for Istanbul, and those yellow points represent manholes, those yellow points represent detected manholes in the each imageries, and then so these are the positions of the images for each images. Then if we move to map feature, so those objects which represent manholes, it means that those map features are these are representing manholes, and it means that those map feature can be extracted as a map position because they are detected in three different imageries, so we can 3D reconstruct and extract their positions and and how the data helps enhance OpenStreetMap. So you can import our map features to OSM. Also, there is traffic sign overlay on OSM ID editor and JoySM, so you can easily go and contribute Mapillary. So this is a way how you can import OSM. Yeah, I'm out of time. 1 minute. Okay, so these are the project examples. So those purple circles represent manholes, and I just import to OSM, and after I can verify as a human if the manholes are positioned correctly, and then after I can add them to OSM with using man-made manhole tag. And this is how the objects are represented on the Mapillary overlay, so we can extract more than 42 map feature and share with the OSM community. And recently we are running global verification project. So there is a tiny link. If you want to join our global verification project, you can just give a try our verification tool and then help us to train our AI to provide better quality map data for community. So if you want to reach me, you can just approach or send me the mail. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for the rapid fire. So, do you have a prize today? Are you giving something away? What's that about?
I'm sorry, we have a camera raffle today, 3:30. So if you want to join, you can just fill up the Google Documents form on our Twitter account. So see you at the raffle. We have a lot of swags to share with you.
All right, free stuff. All right, so we are still missing Sibarata. Has anybody seen him? Last call. Okay, so Alina. Here's your microphone. We might have time for speakers. Maybe one question at the end. Go ahead. Thank you.
Hello. So hello, guys. So my name is Alina. I'm going to present today how to create annotation for navigation. OK, who am I? Well, I work at Telenav. Well, I'm coordinating the labeling efforts to create data sets for our machine learning algorithm. The first question that pops up is, why is data annotation important for machine learning models? Well, machine learning models rely on data annotations. So we at Telenav, what we want is to detect traffic signs in images. To do this, we will need the manual annotation to be done for our object detection algorithm. So what we've done is that we used our OpenStreetCam imagery, and we developed our own annotation tool to manually label the signs. This tool allows us to draw bounding boxes and to classify each sign with its correct category. Also, this annotation tool is available for anyone, and everyone can contribute and label signs. Okay, so this is how an image should look like. It should have all the traffic signs labeled so that the machine learning algorithm will learn these signs and make prediction in millions of images. Okay, so what was the biggest challenge to do this? Well, the biggest challenge was to create a clean data set with a team of 20 people. Okay, so challenge accepted. Let's see how we've done it. So we at Telenav, we followed these important steps. So first of all, we decided which signs are important for navigation and created a library of signs. We invested a lot of time in this by searching for official documents and making sure that each sign that was important for navigation was in the library. We also created a clear set of rules that each team member should follow. This set of rules should include how to label the data, what should be labeled, what not should be labeled. We also started all this work with a small sample. For example, when we approach a new area, we reviewed a few trips. And we made sure that those trips were reviewed at least by at least two people. In this way, we made sure that the rules were clear and that everyone knows what to do. Also, when we came across a certain sign and we weren't sure if that sign should be labeled or not, we had the possibility to add the not sure category. So after a period of time, we will review those not sure cases and decide what to do with them. We also identified errors and patterns in data sets because, of course, we humans make errors, and that's not a problem, but we need to correct them. So to do this, all our detections are stored in the database. So we use PostGIS queries to identify these patterns, and after that, we correct them. One more important thing is that you must keep in mind what is the purpose of your work. So when we came across this sign in Australia, we knew right from the beginning that we need to label all its subcomponents so that the sign was interpreted correctly. Here is some of the work that we've done in Auckland and Melbourne. We use here a small trick. What we saw is that the signs in Auckland and Melbourne were very similar to the signs in the United States. We had a trained machine learning model for the United States. So what we've done is that we run that model on images in Australia and New Zealand. How this helped us? Well, we didn't have to go blindly to search for certain signs. We went right on spot and we validated and invalidated the detections to create a new data set for this region. And some stats, what we managed to do, we built 4 machine learning models in 1.5 years for the United States, Australia, New Zealand, and Europe. We labeled about 600,000 we had about 600,000 labels and labeled over 400,000 images, and our machine learning models are able to detect about 207 signs. That's it. Thank you. If you have any questions, you can find me at the Telenav booth.
Wonderful. All right. It's like a dizzying 4 high-speed train of 4 talks. So can our speakers please stand up? We're missing one person, but can our speakers please stand up? Okay. Elena, Ilya, who am I missing? Saeed, is he still here? Does anybody have questions for our speakers? We have about 2 to 3 minutes. Any questions in the house? Got a question? Awesome. I like people who can help me with that. We're going to end on time, though, I promise.
Okay, great. We have kind of panel here. So I have a general question. Unfortunately, we don't have a mapillary guy, but actually that will be for him mostly. the question is, or idea is that there is such things that too much data. I think Telenav is nice in this sense that all these tags, micro tags, are not uploaded to OpenStreetMap. Mapillary is even uploading this back, and as an old-time importer, I have imported most of the data for my country like 10 plus years ago, and this is in kind of sad state because I see that nobody is updating it. It is too detailed, and this data becomes over time unmaintainable. So the challenge with this too much data is that, okay, if it is nice, you can filter out your relevant things, but if nobody will later on taking care of that, then this will become more and more garbage there. So my question or idea or proposal would be to think seriously about the data retention policy. How and when we will delete the data once we see that it is actually not maintained. So it was relevant some time ago, but especially this microdata will become quite problematic over a few years.
Super, thanks. Did I not leave you guys a mic? Do you have comments? You're right.
So what I wanted to say is that if we have in some regions more fresh data, we always run our algorithm, and if we see that something is different, we will take action. So we make sure that the map is up to date. I don't know if that answers your question.
Maybe you can answer it in the break. Is that all right? Any other questions? I can take one more. All right, you're going to make me run up the stairs. I can do it. I have hope. But can you stand and talk like this?
Thank you. You mentioned there's a tool where you can label the signs.
Yes.
Do you have an URL or something you can share?
Sorry, if I have a link somewhere? Yes. Yes. I didn't write it, but you can. It's in the presentation. You can see it up in the tab. But yes, you can come by the booth and I'll show you.